Well, we're going to start at Birchview Elementary this morning and talk about some things going on that they're learning about local history. One thing is our local sled dog races, the UP 200, Midnight Run, Jack Pine 30. The students read a book called Stone Fox, which is about dog sled racing, and they're learning about the origins of the UP 200. This last project that they've done, they've decorated grocery bags for each contestant in the UP 200. And then local businesses and local people have donated items which filled the bags. And there's a bag for each of the mushers.
Well, that's cool. That's good. And that's coming up in February, I know. And that's always that community stuff always goes over with the mushers really well. What else is happening?
Well, with Martin Luther King Day yesterday, our second grade classes is learning about Martin Luther King and how he has made a difference in our world. Each student is researching a problem, finding a solution, and where they come up with an actual dream relating to his thoughts. Their work is put together on a poster puzzle where each class is able to take their piece, put it together until the puzzle's complete, and then the entire puzzle will be displayed in the hallway, shared with the entire school.
What else you got going on in Ishpeming?
Something very unique that happened at Birchview. We have a student who has special needs, been coming in before school, during his lunch, spending its own time working on a special project for some of the kids in his classroom. So a bike was sent to us in about 1,000 pieces, and this young man has taken his own personal time out of class to assemble each and every piece without any help from an adult. Once it was complete, the teacher did a 10-point inspection, making sure everything was correct, and then the student who put it together got to do the first test drive of the bike. So it was a project he did. Now this bike will be available for his classmates.
Oh, that's actually kind of unique. I like that. That's also a good learning experience there.
Learning experience and something he was very proud of.
Well, you've got all kinds of other things happening. What's more of the update from the Ishpeming schools?
Well, moving on to the middle school, high school, I'm going to talk about some of the projects that they've been working on. Our Spanish 2 class has been working on a fun project. Students have been paired up, conducting interviews of each other in Spanish, finding out more about their partner's interests, activities, plans after high school. This project has allowed students in Spanish to practice their reading, writing, listening, verbal skills. So our instructor was very excited, saying that this project noticeably improved their Spanish skills.
I'm sure the usage of it certainly helps. They can sort of conversationally use it, which is always good.
Making education fun.
That's good. Yeah. I like that. What else is happening?
Our senior English, we have a concurrent enrollment with Northern Michigan University, is working on a project where they are creating alumni websites featuring an alumni of Ishpeming High School from years back. So the students pick a alumni, they do interviewing, they collect information along with pictures, and then they use this information to actually build on their skills of creating websites, writing paragraphs for each section. So they're using their writing skills, putting it all together. Hmm. And so we're hoping the next part of this project then is to connect our alumni websites to our actual district website and make that available for anybody to take a look at. Hmm. So we're hoping that's our next.
So you can find out more about alumni from the district and what's out there and what's going on, which that probably could help you out a lot with things going on there, I'm sure.
Definitely. It recognizes the great things that our alumni are doing.
Very good. A couple other things I know you got happening. What's going on?
Well, I want to end today by just January is Board Appreciation Month, and I want to express my sincere appreciation for the Ishpeming Public School District Board of Education members. Our board members, like other board members, devote a great deal of time serving their district. Their efforts are appreciated by myself and our students, staff, and community.
Yeah, they are the ones that do help with that and help the school district run. And of course, you're right, it is the appreciation time. A lot of times it's not a highly appreciated job, is it?
Oh, no. Yep. They have to make a lot of tough decisions. A lot of their time is spent away from their family and their job to make some of the special committee meetings and board meetings. So this is a good time to express our appreciation for the time that they devote to our district.